Blog Talk Radio.
I was sitting in the kitchen and I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? I have all these responsibilities, all this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do and still you took 2 steps forward and you took 5 steps back and you said, you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen and I didn't understand it. And then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. Your voice. Come on, tell them today.
You're so good to me.
Let's go right here. Everybody lift up your voice.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. You've been better.
Because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough.
Somebody say, even if I tried, it wouldn't work. I was sitting over the dishes with tears in my eyes. And I had to declare out of the hard place that you've still been better. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loose my shackles and how you set me free. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way, Shepherd, when there was no way, oh God. Lift it up. You've been so good. Oh. Right there, right there. Let them hear your heart in that tonight.
You've been so good.
When I almost lost my mind, you've been so good. When the enemy came in like a flood, you've been. Everybody lift your voice, say,
so good.
Good morning and welcome to the Heartbeat of God with Stacy Lunsford. I thank you so much for joining me today. We have a special guest, and his name is Apostle T. B. Walker.
And I am here.
Thank you so much for joining me. God bless you. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful, blessed and highly favored, and excited about being with you this morning.
Hey, man, I'm excited about you being here. And after I read over your bio, I had to change the song and put the song on that was playing. And I want to take the time to explain why, because this is an interview about the conference that you're about to have, but it's also a time to celebrate you and to honor you because God has been so good to you. And
yes.
For everyone that is on this line and everyone that is listening, God has been good to us. So we want to just celebrate God and welcome him into this interview and give him the glory and give him the honor. So, Apostle,
hallelujah.
God bless you. Thank you so much for being with me. Now, I'm going to go over your bio, and after the bio, then we're going to jump straight into the interview.
Awesome.
Apostle Terrence B. Walker is originally from Memphis, Tennessee, and is a longtime resident of Wilmington, Delaware. As a son of a professional salesman, he was well-traveled, and he received his primary and secondary education in the public schools in multiple cities on the East Coast and Mid-South regions of the United States. He attended college at the University of Tennessee with a major in communications. Apostle Walker is married to Evangelist Chavez Walker and has three children, Terrence, 30, Shavar, 28, and Jewel, who is 24. Apostle Walker received the Lord as his personal Savior at age 12 and was called to preach at age 18. Apostle Walker preached his initial sermon at age 19 and was tutored in the gospel under the leadership of Pastor Basil Brooks of Mount Pisgah Baptist Church in Memphis, Tennessee. He was elected to the post of elder in 1999 and was ordained into that post at Grace Camp Fellowship Ministries in Wilmington, Delaware, under the pastoral leadership of Pastor Shannon McNeil. Apostle Walker and Evangelist Chavez Walker founded Lifeline Outreach Ministries in their living room in August of 2001. The church was officially opened in their first location at 3838 North Market Street on June 1st, 2002. In 2010, the ministry was expanded and the church was renamed Disciples of Faith Fellowship. He was formerly an independent member of the United Pentecostal Ministries of America and was elected to the office of bishop June 2006. In June 2006, he also founded a second church in Randallstown, Maryland, called the Lifeline Outreach Prayer Center. In 2008, Apostle Walker founded the Disciples of Faith Fellowship of Churches, which oversees and develops other churches and ministries. This organization is currently overseeing the Tabernacle of God's Redeeming Love in Elkton, Maryland, Lifeline Outreach Prayer Center in Randallstown, Maryland, and Disciples of Faith Fellowship in Wilmington, Delaware. On March 12, 2011, Apostle Walker was affirmed to the office of apostle through Greater Harvest Ministries International, invested as apostle and prelate of Disciples of Faith Fellowship of Churches, where he currently serves additional ministries that are a part of the Disciples of Faith Fellowship are Lifelines, Incorporated Development Pathways, the Sunday Breakfast Mission, and Ignite Street Team Ministry. And what a beautiful biography. And that's why I played that song, God Has Been So Good to You, because it is full of so many testimonies. And I invited you to be a guest today so that we can learn about this conference on spiritual warfare that you're having. But I want to give you an opportunity to speak to our listeners and tell us about whatever is on your heart and tell us about your ministry. And if Evangelist is on the line, we could get her in a little bit in the interview as well. But welcome to the mic, Apostle. And it's a privilege and an honor to hear all of your accomplishments. And I'm very excited about what God is doing in your life.
Well, listen, I appreciate that, and I'm so glad to be here. You know, it's a little difficult for me sometimes talking about myself. It's easier for me to talk about what the Lord is doing because he's doing such great things in this time. You and I are connected today, right now, through the idea that we're having this spiritual warfare conference. But, we've been as a ministry since, I've been an elder. And, well, even before that time, it has been about spiritual warfare for me. It's been about street ministry. We've been excited about being in Wilmington and founding the churches that we are currently in. It is a planted church that was planted, started out of my living room. God had given me the vision. And it's been such a blessing because from day one, people have asked me questions of, well, I was a mortgage. I actually was a mortgage broker, initially a mortgage originator. And I left my job to actually start the ministry full time. Didn't know exactly how I was going to be sustained, other than by the power of God. And people would ask me questions. They're like, how are you going to eat? What about health insurance? What about your children? And the Lord just told me, listen, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure they don't break a bone. And from the time we started this ministry up until now, though financially things have changed and though, you know, we got in, there's insurance now, during those days, what the Lord did was make sure nobody broke a bone. He showed me his power. So I am just excited about being a servant today. I'm excited about being a voice for the Lord and even opening up the doors for people to understand the realities of spiritual warfare. So our conference is coming up on the Saturday, December 14th through Sunday, the 15th. Your listeners will be able to, you know, I mean, those who will get on the website will be able to look at it. We're at 1511 Philadelphia Pike, and that's going to be from 9 o'clock till 4 o'clock, I mean, till 5 o'clock on Saturday, December 14th. And then we're going to close out on December 15th, which is Sunday at 12 p.m. We've got great speakers, but I'm just excited about all the people that we've connected to and about what God is going to do with the blinded eyes. I believe he's going to open those. So I just appreciate you just inviting me on. And anything you need to know from me, it is a done deal.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. But I want to know, why did you choose the title, Do You Really Know What You're Fighting Against?
Well, you know what? The choice of the title wasn't actually mine. The choice of the title was I believe that came from Pastor Willie Mae Hill. Now, she's my mother. She actually pastored our church in Randallstown. You know, everything I learned and even growing up, I grew up in the church under her tutelage. And, you know, spiritual warfare has always been something that I have been taught about that was important to me. But in discussions with her and with Pastor Maziarz, who's also is also one of the founders of this particular grouping, there was a question about who we really are fighting against and are we aware of it. I believe the church is in a place where we're almost, you know, we're kind of beating the air in a way. We're fighting against things that we can see, and we're missing those things that are really the catalyst for so many of the problems that we have. It's things that we cannot see. You know, when I look at even in the medical world, you know, we've had a period in our history in America where we've had 50% infant mortality rates, you know, in this, 17th, 18th century. And we've had, you know, it was a 25% up to 30% mortality rate for mothers. So when you looked at that, many of the people were fighting things that they could see. And what they didn't realize was it was the unseen world. It was a germ that was actually causing this infant mortality rate, that was causing these mothers to die, that was making it 50-50 whether a child would actually live or die. Well, we're in that very same place now in our world, and though it's not infant mortality, we're seeing death, we're seeing destruction, calamity, violence, and we're thinking that it's things that we can see. And what I've discovered, it just not only through my own lifetime, but through the reading of the Word, that it is really the things that we cannot see. We truly are not wrestling against flesh and blood. There are principalities and powers that are operating in our world, and the goal of the conference is to reveal the reality of spiritual warfare.
And that is powerful. And that is the main reason that I wanted to provide this platform, so that people can hear what you just said. Now, I want to go to your foundational. Oh, you're welcome. You know, my spirit man leaped when I saw the advertisement. And immediately I started posting it everywhere, because to me, this was an alarm.
Right.
And I want as many people that can to come to Wilmington, Delaware, and participate in this conference, because it's crucial. Now, I want to read your foundational scripture, which is Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and the 12th verse. Give me one moment to turn there.
Sure.
And for those of you that are listening, you could turn along with me, because I love for people to see what God is saying for yourself. But the scripture says, Ephesians 6 and verse 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So Apostle, that supports everything that you just said. But when we opened up, you said spiritual eye. So
right.
I pray, touch and agree with you and all of your speakers, that God will remove scales from blinded eyes. Because the body of Christ, my people perish for lack of knowledge.
That's the word.
This conference, and I already know in my spirit, this conference is going to be powerful and a lot of information is going to be released that's going to help people to understand that verse we just read. Spiritual warfare
is
real.
It's going to be impactful. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's going to be impactful. You know, listen, I started out talking about the reality of spiritual warfare. And I think that word, you know, it just kind of sounds like it's just a part of the sentence. But, you know, the fact is, it's a reality that we are in some ways are not aware of. You know, as we've kind of moved into areas where we're looking at prosperity, we want money, you know, and so we're expecting our own influence to be the thing that gets us where we need to be, not really realizing that there is a reality that behind the veil of the things that are seen is that the real engine and the things that are working in our world that are working against us, and even those places, even areas that are working for us, are actually in a realm that we can't see. And the church has become blinded to a realm that God has opened up for us to be able to see. So the prayer that I have for this conference, and the reason I picked each and every one of these speakers, I mean, I know them. I know their take, their view on spiritual warfare. I've watched their lives. I've had an opportunity. I've ordained all three of them. So I personally know that they're designed to make an impact in the season, and they're designed to be revelators, and that they are called in this time to really be a part of that move of opening and removing scales from God's people's eyes.
That is amazing. And what I love is what I hear in your voice, because I hear such confidence in God, you know, but I hear passion.
Amen.
You are passionate about this. You are passionate about these guest speakers, and I'm excited to meet them and just hear what they have to say. Now, I want to take a break for a moment. For all of the callers that are listening, if you have a question for Apostle Walker or you have a comment, please press 1#, and we will get you on the mic. And for those of you that are listening via the internet, we thank you so much for joining this interview today. If you have a question for Apostle, please post it in the comments and we will respond to your question. So Apostle, how can we prepare for those that are going to attend the conference? Is there a cost for this conference?
Did you say, is there a cost?
Yes.
No, you know, there's no registration for this conference. You know, we will have a free will offering that we'll take up at the conference, but no, it is free. We want to take this time to open up the doors for the people of God and put and make this as, you know, literally without stress. The goal is that people can actually come in and can hear, and, you know, and if they want to sow a seed, we are certainly open to receiving whatever God lays on the people's hearts. But we really wanted to serve. The reality is my ministry has been based upon serving the people. And I have brought three servant leaders to come and really make an impact, who are asking nothing from the people other than that they are ready to hear. And not only just hear, but actually now do. You know, we want soldiers to come into this place, and we want to arm them for this war that we know is going on. And one of the things that we're doing, and I appreciate you doing, is sounding the alarm that we are at war. So we are at war against church as usual. You know, we're not just at war against those things that are in the spiritual realm, but that's spiritual as well. Church as usual, this mundane attitude of just coming in and doing the same thing, seeking the pastor and not seeking the master. Those are the things that are causing us to be complacent, where we just are people in a building and really are not living lively stones like we were ordained to be. So this passion that you hear in my voice comes from the fact is that I'm experiencing God, and I want people to experience him.
Yes, I'm so glad that you, you know, I knew that the conference was free, but I specifically asked the question because I needed the audience to understand that this is a move of God. This is not about
yes.
money. This is about your life. This is about your relationship with God and who you are as a soldier in the army of the Lord. Because, Apostle, at the end of the day, we are in a battle. And so this equipping that you are talking about, it is needed on every level. And at this time, we do have a caller on the line. And the first caller, the last four numbers of your phone number is 1540. Welcome to the mic. You can present your question to Apostle.
I have a question for the Apostle. I am one of the speakers on December the 14th and 15th. And first of all, I want to just say to you, woman of God, I enjoyed that song so much because he has been better than good to me as well. And I had to kind of praise him a little bit before I dialed in. And I want to thank you, first of all, just for honoring that great man of God who happens to be my son. So I thank you for that. But let me just tell you who I am. I am Prophetess Bulla May Hill, and I am delighted to join in on this broadcast today with Apostle T.B. Walker. I'm also impressed. I had to laugh a little bit because I saw the reminder that was reminding everybody about the broadcast today. And what it did, it gave us the minutes and the seconds until showtime this morning. So I was very impressed with that. But let me just say this. I am so looking forward to the two-day spiritual warfare conference on December the 14th. I will be the first speaker. I will be teaching from 10 to 1 on that day. And I will be teaching on the topic of what spiritual warfare is and what it is not. What spiritual warfare is and what it is not. My goal is to dispel some untruth that just because we are blood-bought, that we're not untouchable. We can be touched. So being blood-bought does not eradicate us from being or eliminate us from being touched by Satan. And another thing that I wanted to bring out that Saturday in particular, we do a lot of binding and loosing in Jesus' name. But it doesn't mean that it's done. It doesn't mean that he's bound up. There are some prerequisites to just saying it. There's a posture that we must have in order to effectively bind and loose. So I'm asking everyone that's under the sound of my voice right now to come out and see what God has for you. I will be there along with two other dynamic speakers, Pastor Thelma Triplett and Pastor Pamela Maziar. So come out and spend the day with us. And some of you will be learning for the first time, and some of you will be relearning. But what we're going to do that day is we're going to learn how to fight Satan and win the war. Because for a good while now, we've been fighting, but we have not been winning the war. So let's fight and win. Thank you so much for this time, for this opportunity.
Amen, and God bless you, woman of God. It's a privilege and an honor to meet you. And you said some key things. I love the topic that you're going to be speaking on. So there's going to be a tearing down and then a building up because everything
yes.
that we have been misunderstanding about
yes.
spiritual warfare, you're going to tear that down and build
yes.
us up with the right principles and God's word. And
absolutely.
I love that you said binding and loosing, and that it doesn't mean that it's done. Now, I always go back to the words. So
mm-hmm,
I want to
mm-hmm.
just say Matthew 18:18.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
God's word says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever
mm-hmm,
ye
mm-hmm.
shall bind on earth shall be bound in
mm-hmm.
heaven. And whatsoever
mm-hmm.
ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So when prophet just
woman,
said binding and loosing,
and
that's where
God,
she got that from. Go ahead.
That's right. And woman of God, I want to say this. We say that and we use it so loosely, but there's a prerequisite for that. You got to live up. You got to have a lifestyle, and that lifestyle is one of holiness and righteousness. Without that, you can't bind anything. You can't loose anything.
Yes.
So we kind of forget that we just like to say it, I bind you up in the name of Jesus. But can you really do that?
And that is so important.
That's what I'm going to be talking about. Absolutely.
Okay.
The prerequisite
for
that.
Mm-hmm. And if we could go a little further, that's also why a lot of healings are not taking place. You know, we have to go back to holiness. We have to go back to consecration. We have to go back to righteousness. We have been established in his righteousness. So how can we be unrighteous and think we're going to bind something or lay hands and heal somebody? So I'm excited.
That's why when we fight against him, he's back the same day. He didn't go anywhere.
Amen.
Our mouth said, I bind you, but nothing happened. It was almost like a double dog dare. You remember that double dog dare you say saying? He's like, I double dog dare you to say that to me.
Yes.
So the bottom line is that we must live a life. It must be a holiness and righteousness must be a lifestyle in order to win the war.
And Stacey, I'm going to see that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, right? You can see where I get the fire from, right?
Yes, I see. She's a fireball. What a blessing. What a blessing to be under her leadership. And, you know, to have a praying mother is awesome, Apostle. And do you want to add on to anything she said?
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, as she talked about, you know, some of the things that she talked about, that's the real reason why we are really having this conference, because we really want to make sure that we're giving out revelation, information to the people, and really opening doors so they can see what true spiritual warfare is, but also what it isn't. We want people to drop old habits, old cliches, and just saying things without believing them. We want to get rid of some old traditional ways of thinking that sound good but haven't really worked. And we really want to see the people of God operating in real power that we saw Jesus operate in, and those greater works.
Yes.
And none of that can happen without us understanding spiritual warfare, that we are really at war, that we do have an adversary, that he's not just fighting us on Sunday. He's in our finances. Mm-hmm. He's in our mentalities. You know, he's dealing with it in our families. So it's holistic warfare. Much of what we dealt with is what happens at the altar on Sunday morning. So that's how we've come to look at spiritual warfare. And we stop the war the moment the music stops. So this conference, we're not looking to make sure that people are feeling great. Our goal isn't to make sure that the music is at its highest level. We're not looking at the financial bottom line. We're really looking at the real bottom line. Are the people still perishing for the lack of knowledge?
Yes. Amen.
And you know, that's going to happen in this world that we live in. But the reality for us is that in the sphere of influence that God has given us, whomever he's placed under the sound of our voices, we want to make sure they don't walk away ignorant.
That's right.
That's very important. Even when people come up to the altar for prayer, people can receive healing and deliverance, but what about the maintenance? We need to educate people on how to maintain their healing and their breakthrough. And there are prerequisites to that as well. You must continue to hold on to it, and you still have
to
pray, because the enemy is going to come back and make you doubt that you're not healed. Or he's going to test you and see how strong you are outside of the church. Because, Apostle, your members, and I know you are equipping them, but sometimes, you know, I'm safe because I know my apostle is a praying pastor and that he has the power of God. But how strong are you once they leave out of that door? So
we want
people to be empowered, whether they're in the house or outside of the house.
That's right.
And Prophetess Willie Mae Hill is Apostle Walker's mother. And She is a prophetess and a podcaster, but just from hearing her voice, she is a humble servant of the Lord that simply wants to empower God's people. And I do want to give you an opportunity to just give your contact information for the people that are listening if they want to get in contact with you. And after your response, we will take the next caller on the line.
If they would like to get in touch with me, they can reach me at 410-925-1540 or email me at livinginthewords@hotmail.com. That's livinginthewords@hotmail.com. Thank you so very much for this opportunity.
Oh, thank you so much. And if it's okay, I would like to leave you on the panel with us. So you're more than welcome to speak.
Very good.
All right.
Very good.
So
next,
for everyone that is listening, thank you so much for your support. And we're going to accept the next caller whose number ends with 0268. Welcome to the mic. You can present your question to Apostle Walker.
Good morning. I don't have a question. My name is Pastor Thelma Triplin. I'm one of the speakers at this upcoming conference. It's an honor and a privilege to be a part of this program this morning. Hello, Apostle T.B. Walker. Hello, Pastor Willam A. Hill, both
Hello,
of
Pastor.
Whom have been my mentors. I will be speaking on the subject of the wide range of Satan's powers in the earth. And I'm very excited about that because a lot of times we don't even know our enemy and we don't know the weapons that he uses. And as I've been studying for this conference, I've been studying the art of war. And one concept that has really stood out is the concept of attrition war. Now, what that basically means is the enemy uses a sustained process of wearing his opponent down until you physically collapse and you lose your will to live.
Wow.
And that's what Satan is trying to do to us. So we're going to explore that in some depth on the weekend of the 15th. So I encourage everyone to come and join us. And not only will I be a presenter, but I'll also be a student there myself, listening to what the other presenters have to say, because we can never arm ourselves well enough for this battle. Thank you very much.
Well, are you a pastor, you said?
Yes, I'm a pastor and an overseer at a ministry out of Lynchburg, Virginia.
Okay, and could you please give us the name of your ministry and provide your
the
contact information?
Okay, the name of the ministry is Life Nation Ministries under Nicole Barnes. She is the apostle and the senior pastor. I pastor one of her churches called the Life Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. I can be reached by email at admin@webringlife.org, admin@webringlife.org, or you can call me at 410-491-0268.
Okay, thank you so much, and it's a privilege to meet you, woman of God. And I have a question for you. Well, first I want to say we have so many warriors that are weary right now. Now, remember when Jonathan was on the battlefield? He was tired. He was weary. Everything you just said. But he ate that honey, and he was strengthened right away. So as you were speaking, I truly believe with all my heart that this message that you are going to deliver is going to have that kind of effect on the people. But what advice do you have right now for someone that is listening that has been back-to-back-to-back warfare and they're tired, they're distraught, they're ready to give up? What could you say to them right now?
Well, the first thing I would say is this. If we're that tired, we've been fighting in our own strength.
Oh, my.
Because God gives us strength. And so maybe we need to back up and see, am I fighting or am I letting the Holy Spirit spirit fight for me. Because one of the things I've learned in this walk is I don't have to respond to everything that comes my way. That's not always wise. But I respond to those things that the Lord tells me to respond to. So that's one of the things we'll also get into. Are you fighting in your own strength? Or are you fighting in God's strength? Because the enemy cannot defeat God. And then sometimes we stay on the battlefield too long. Even Jesus took some time to get away and renew his strength. So sometimes, and that's why the war can't be left to just a few. It has to be fought by every informed believer. And there are times when some need to come off the battlefield, be re-strengthened, be retooled, and then go back. And so that's the response that I would give to that question.
Thank you so much.
If I can jump in here for just a minute.
Sure.
I think one of the things that Pastor Triplin said, and I want to say hello, Pastor. How you doing?
I'm
so glad you tuned in.
Thank you.
Awesome. I think, you know, to kind of just connect to what she's saying, I think one of the things that, again, this conference is really about is it's designed to be a cool glass of water for some of those people that you just mentioned that might be worn out. You know, when Pastor Triplin talked about needing to sometimes get away and get refreshed. Part of what this conference is about is not just about revelation and information, but it's also about refreshing. It's designed. And so for those leaders that are listening to me, for those pastors that are out there that might be in that same place where they just felt like I'm in the trenches and can't do this another year, this is the place that you're going to need to be next weekend, because this is going to be that honey. God has given us the honey that will enlighten the eyes of those Jonathans. We know that Jonathans was a great warrior, but he needed that. He had been in a drought. He had not eaten. Well, many of the people in the church today are in the building, but they're not eating. They have the armament. They've got the war tools, but they just aren't using them because they haven't gotten that honey in their mouths. And I believe that this conference is designed to be just that, not sweet, but nourishing, empowering, and life-altering. That's what this conference is really designed to do.
And right there, Apostle,
you know,
I want
you. Woman of God.
Go ahead.
Woman of God, if I could just add something. You know, as I was listening to Pastor Triplin and Apostle, we do a great job of wrestling with each other. So by the time when it's our time to fight against Satan, we're out of energy. We're out of breath. We have no more stamina. Because we've done so much wrestling and fighting with each other, gouging each other's eyes out, you know, kicking and clawing at each other. So we have nothing left to fight with. We have no strength to fight with.
And just to piggyback off of what you said, you are so accurate with what you said. And what God has been revealing to me, I'm like relentless with attacking the spirit of robbery. Because with everything that is happening with spiritual warfare, the spirit of robbery is there. He is is a cohort and is working closely with the spirit of jealousy, envy, and strife. Everything that Joseph went through in Genesis 37, it was a spirit of robbery. And it was designed to steal his dream, to steal his destiny, and to break up the relationship with his family. So why are we fighting against one another? When the scripture we opened up with, which is the foundational scripture, Ephesians 6 and 12, my people perish for lack of knowledge. In the body of Christ, we need to understand that I'm not fighting you, Apostle, and you not fighting Pastor. We are to attack the spirit behind it. But how do we know what we're fighting with? So who are you really fighting? And if you don't know who you're fighting, then take down that information from all of the speakers thus far, but personally get in touch with Apostle Walker. And he will talk to you. He will pray with you. He will empower you. And you can reach out to my ministry, Arise and Shine for Jesus Ministry. This is a serious topic. And it's time for us to stop fighting each other
and to come together in a spirit of repentance first. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, we need to humble ourselves, because all of this bickering, all of this fighting, Satan doesn't have to do an awful lot to us right now, because we're fighting each other, and this it needs to stop. So I'm really glad that we're here and we're able to bring these kinds of topics to the table, because a lot of times people want to complain, but we don't want to do anything about it. And I just want to interject that there's a lot of intercessors that are listening, and there's a lot of intercessors that are being raised up. And this conference would be an excellent opportunity for you to come and to receive that refreshing that Apostle talked about, to receive that cool drink of water, as well as information and revelation. And I want to pause for a moment and give Apostle Walker the mic so that you can give the information for the conference again. And then
absolutely,
and the address and the time and what's going to happen on Saturday and what's going to happen on Sunday. And then we'll go to the next caller that is waiting.
Awesome. It is my honor, again, just to let you know that we're having the Spiritual Warfare Conference at Disciples of Faith Fellowship. We're at 1511 Philadelphia Pike. That's in Wilmington, Delaware. We're going to kick off our teaching on Saturday, December 14th. We'd like for you to get there at 9:30. We're going to start on time. It's going to be 9 a.m. The first teacher we're going to have is going to be Pastor Willie Mae Hill, that's going to come in. And then at 4 o'clock, we're having a service between that's going to start at 3. And we're going to have Pastor Thelma Trippin is going to come and minister to us. So we're going to have great teaching that's going to be in that Saturday in the morning. And then we're going to have great, great ministry and preaching and revelation that's going to come that afternoon at 3 o'clock. So we'd love for you to come there, be at the church at 9:30 on Saturday, and then stay with us at 3 o'clock and come on back. And then we're going to close out our service with Pastor Pamela Maziarz, who's going to literally seal everything that we've been taught, that we have heard on Sunday morning at 12 o'clock at Disciples of Faith at 12 p.m. at 1511 Philadelphia Pike. So everybody is invited. Tell your friends about this conference. If you know people that love the Lord, bring them on. If you know people that are straddling the fence, bring them on. If you know people that are struggling, that are really, really in chaotic, tragic situations, that it looks like there's no way out, there is a way. So we want you to know that the doors are wide open. Come as you are, but be ready for transformation.
Amen.
Now, could you go over the times again for the morning session and the afternoon session and the speakers?
Yes, the morning session at 9 o'clock. Where is that? It's at 9:30. We want you to come there. Come to the church at 9:30. Pastor Willie Mae Hill is going to be doing she's going to do the morning session. And I'm telling you, if you're looking for real good, solid teaching, you really need to be there, because you're going to get definition. You're going to get understanding. And then at 3 o'clock, we're going to have an awesome, awesome service. There's going to be deliverance. Pastor Thelma Trippin is going to be in the house, and she's going to be leading the revelation, and she's going to be leading the service for us at 3 o'clock. So we want to invite you December 14th at 9:30. Come and stay with us from 9:30 for the teaching session, and then come on back for the service and deliverance at 4 o'clock. The service is actually going to start at 3. And then we're going to close out on Sunday, December 15th at 12 p.m., and that service is going to be led by Pastor Pamela Maziarz. I use the word service, but I believe that what we're going to have in each one of these sessions are real serious worship encounters with
Jesus. Amen. And could you give the address again, please?
Yes. The address is 1511 Philadelphia Pike. That's in Wilmington, Delaware. 19809 is our zip code. Which, once again, that's 1511 Philadelphia Pike. And we're in Wilmington, Delaware, 19809. It's right across. If you're from Wilmington, you come right up Philadelphia Pike, and it's right across the street from Walgreens and Seasons Pizza. We will be at the door waiting on you with open arms.
Amen. I am so excited. And at this time, we're going to bring on our next caller. Thank you so much for your patience. And your the last four numbers of your number is 2798. Welcome to the mic, and you can present your question or comment to Apostle Walker.
Good morning. It is good to be amongst you all. I have been listening. Good morning, Apostle Walker.
Good morning.
To the other speakers. This is Pastor Pamela Maziar of Life Resources Ministry, and I am telling you, I'm just excited listening to what is being said today and to know that it is an honor to be a part of such a powerful conference. And one of the things I do believe is that the Lord is going to move mightily for his people. God loves his people, and he does not want us to be unaware of the things that's going on around us, within our homes, within our community, within our world. And I'm thinking a lot about oftentimes we see people now running to people to give them a prophecy, to give them a word. And the Lord wants us to be alert and aware that the battle doesn't always look like a battle. And we need to be put in a position now where we're not running to the wrong people to give us a word, because the Bible lets us know in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 14, that the enemy, Satan, comes as an angel of light. So if we're not in a place now to be taught and to see how he's going to move in this season, is it a possibility that we will receive word that looks like Jesus, but is not of Jesus? So we have to be, need to be prepared. This is a different battle than the battle of our parents. This is a battle of that's not soon before our Lord will come back. So the enemy, he's preparing to fight us with everything he can. And we're prepared to win because the Bible says we are victory. We will have the victory. But in order to do that, we got to make sure we are alert and are prepared for what does not always look like war. You know, so that's my comment. I am glad to be a part. If not, so come out and be taught again. And as we said, be refreshed again. Because one thing we don't want to be is a wounded soldier fighting in a battle that could mean our lives. So it's time to be equipped again and be geared up again for a time.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much. Apostle, I want to give you a chance to respond before I respond.
Well, that's powerful. That's the great Pamela Maziar. She's an awesome teacher, awesome pastor. She does a great, great job. And I think, you know, what she's saying is so important, because when we are armed spiritually, you know, though we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, we realize that we do have an enemy that is, literally warring against us as a wolf in sheep's clothing. And I think one of the things that will happen is that we'll also begin to help identify for the people who is on the Lord's side. You know, it will help identify for the people who's really with God. And so the reality is what she talked about, there's so many hurt people out there that are hurt simply because they've gone to the wrong person. They didn't have a spirit of discernment and couldn't know what was of God and what is not. We are really geared now and designed again, and I'm so glad that Pastor Maziar is going to be a part of this, and she's going to close this out. And in some of this, you know, she is really taking a huge leadership role in this conference and putting so much of this together. So much of this is really her brainchild, and because of the heart that you hear with her and the heart for God's people not being deceived. We know that people are getting word all over the place, but all of that word is not from God. We know that people can turn on TVs and computers and on their phones, and it looks like the gospel is being preached. But there is a false gospel that is causing depression and is causing mental destruction and not upbuilding and empowerment. And we've come to fight against that by word, by revelation, by revealing that that's not of God. So that Saturday morning, that Saturday afternoon, that Sunday afternoon is geared to make sure that God's people walk out of there with fresh eyes, with eyes wide open, able to now to discern that which is good from that which is evil. And that's our job.
My spirit is just sleeping. I have tears in my eyes. I really am overwhelmed with joy this morning because this is also answered prayer. And God is letting me know, Stacy, I hear your prayers. You're not the only one that is praying. You're not the only one that's concerned about the condition of my sheep. So I thank each and every one of you. And Apostle, so many people are wounded. And I've been doing a series this all last month, and we're continuing this month. But the theme has been overcoming traumatic experiences in relationships. And God had me dealing with root issues and learning about healthy confrontation because people love to cover up their hurt and pain and run away from the sufferings. But this is a season to take off those Band-Aids and to come forward and say, I'm hurting right now. Because you can't fight and be wounded because the enemy is going to smell your blood and that is going to cause you to be a target. And then the enemy's assignment in this season is to kill. And we need people. I don't know who said it earlier, but it's like we need to come off the battlefield for a season. And, you know, back in the Bible days, it was a privilege and an honor to carry that banner to say, hey, it's time to retreat. So I want to sound the alarm right now. If you are listening to this broadcast, if something said pricked your heart and you know you are wounded and you know you are hurting, maybe you experienced church hurt. Maybe you was abused. Maybe your husband left you. Maybe your children are out there on drugs. Whatever the situation is, God is still on the throne. You are listening to people that care about you, that are standing in the gap for you. And I want everybody to understand that as of this day, I want you all to cover them in prayer as they continue to prepare for this conference. Because the information that God is equipping them with, the enemy don't want this message to be released. And I'm just going to be honest. So we need to cover them with the blood of Jesus. We need to pray for those that are going to attend this conference, even starting today, because every kind of distraction is going to come up against you to try and stop you from coming to this conference. But we are going to pray that God will go before all of us and make the crooked places straight. This is going to catapult many people to a higher relationship in God, and it's going to empower you to fight with the weapons of your warfare that are not carnal, but mighty in God, to the pulling down of strongholds. So God bless you, woman of God. I am so excited about what you said, and I look forward to meeting everyone. And I'm just going to leave everyone in the panel, and I want each person to give your closing remarks and say a prayer for this conference, whatever it is that God places on your heart, and we're just going to go around the table.
Most holy and all wise God, I'll go first. Most holy and all wise God, Father God, we just thank you and we bless you. First of all, I just want to thank you for this woman of God, the set woman. God, I thank you for what I hear in her voice. I thank you for that anointing that you have placed upon her life. So, Father God, even as we are praying, she has encouraged us to pray for each other and to pray for this conference. God, I pray in particular for her, for the work that you have given her to do. So, Father God, you are not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. You've spoken some things to her. You've spoken some things concerning her life. You've spoken some things concerning her ministry. So, Father God, I thank you in advance for doing exactly what you said you were going to do for her. Open up even more doors, God. And I bless you for this sweet anointing. It's a sweet anointing. And I give you praise, oh God, for each and every person that's going to be at that conference, for the speakers that's going to be at that conference, and we give you praise and we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Father God, as I continue in prayer, I thank you, Lord God, for what, Lord God, you are going to do in December, Lord God, what you're going to do on those days of the conference. Father, we're believing you to move mightily. We're believing you to manifest your power, Lord God, as only as you can do at this conference. God, I'm asking as well, Lord God, that you would bless the woman of God who has invited us to be a part of this radio broadcast today. Yeah. I'm asking, Lord God, that you would just move in her life, Lord God. We thank you for the passion that you have given her, Lord God. Lord God, you've answered her prayer. Lord God, she has been talking to you about a conference such as this. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you allowed it to for her to see that it was coming. And, Lord God, it is now almost here. And so, Father God, I ask that you bless her in a special way. God, we're believing you to use her in a mighty way to get the word out. But, Lord, it is not just a conference to make us feel good. But, God, it's a conference, Lord God, that you will intervene for your people. You will cause your people in a time such as this, Lord God, to be ready, Lord God. We don't know what 2020 has in store for us, but, Father, you do. And, Lord God, you set this conference in place at the end of 2019 to prepare us for 2020. So, God, we thank you. Bless the woman of God. Continue to strengthen her. Continue to bless her ministry, Lord God. And everyone that's a part of this conference, we ask, Lord God, that you would move mightily and set us in a place, Lord God, to, together as we go forth, Lord God, that Lord God, nothing will come in the midst, Lord God, that will cause anything but just you to go forward. So, God, we're blessing you, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you how you're going to use this conference to set some things right before 2019 ends, God. You've already established us, God. So we ask you, God, to use the fivefold ministry, as you stated in your word, to equip the body so that we can grow into a mature man resembling Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you how you've used this broadcast to send the word out. We thank you, God, for those who are hearing. We thank you right now for those that you are drawing to this conference. God, they may not know what they're coming for, but you know what they will receive. We thank you for the disciples of faith, God, being willing to sponsor this conference. We thank you for this woman of God, dear Lord, for allowing us to use this service. And now, God, we ask that you would bless, that you would watch over us, that you would endow us with what we need to help your people to grow strong so that they can learn how to fight successfully this war that we're engaged in. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm gonna give my final comments. I'm honored not only to be, with you, Stacey, but I'm honored to be on this panel and on this forum with these three great women of God, these three pastors. You know, when I look at this conference, and this may even seem like it's something like, I don't know how you can even connect this, Apostle, but I look at this with the woman at the well. And, you know, the goal that I see is really being able to now give people who are hurting permission to be who they were supposed to be. That woman at the well had things that she could not say, she wasn't going to say, but Jesus revealed some things that she was not going to reveal herself. So my prayer is that we will reveal some things in people that they had not known and give them permission to be powerful, to be dynamic, and to become the great leaders, as she went out and told everybody about this man that she had met, who told her everything about herself. We're expecting people to leave this conference with that same empowerment, telling everybody about their freedom, about their this newfound liberty that they have now found in the Holy Ghost. So I want to pray now. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you right now for even you being the author and the finisher of our faith. God, we bless you right now for the intercessors that you called out from the north, the south, the east, and the west that are going into battle right now. God, we thank you right now for Stacey, who is in spiritual warfare, connecting with us right now for this great thing that we know the enemy does not want. God, I pray right now that you just bless her with a hundredfold blessing in a myriad of ways that she knows about and even things she had not even dared to ask. But God, give her the desires of her heart and bless her exceeding and abundantly above anything she could even ask or think. So, God, as we just thank you right now for this communion, not only with each other, but with your sweet Holy Spirit, God, continue to empower us, move us, give us a word behind our ear saying, this is the way, and walk ye in it. And everyone that's listening, God, I pray right now that they would leave this broadcast with newfound revelation, hope, and a knowledge that they can also do all things through Christ who strengthens them. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you, we honor you, we magnify you, we glorify you, we exalt you, and we extol you, God. We take this opportunity to say thank you for all that you have done during this interview, during this broadcast.
Yes.
Father, we take this time to say thank you for the foundation that they already laid before they came to this line. Father, we thank you for going before them and making the crooked places straight. I lift up Willie Mayhill to you. I lift up Pamela Mazars to you. I lift up Thelma Triplin to you. And I lift up Apostle Walker to you, Father. And you said in your word that if I ask anything in your name, that you would do it. So, God, I'm asking that you cover them with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. I am asking you, oh God, that you hide them under the shadow of your wings. I am asking you, oh God, to release the consuming fire. I am asking you, oh God, to move by your spirit. I'm asking you, oh God, to release the fresh anointing upon them. I'm asking you, God, to manifest your word in their life. Manifest this conference, oh God. Why are we fighting against each other? And what are we fighting against? We thank you for this battle. That is not ours. And I'm being intentional as I listen to you as I say this prayer, because I want the Holy Spirit to speak this prayer. So I thank you for the battle, oh God. This battle is not Apostle Walker. And you have blessed these women to come stand beside him to help sound the alarm and to feed your people. Father, functional illiteracy in the body of Christ is real. But Apostle Walker just raised the banner. He just raised the standard. And he's calling your people to a higher level of accountability. And that requires a certain level of anointing. That requires a certain covering of the Holy Ghost. Now, I am asking that you shelter him, oh God, that you be his present help in a time of trouble. God, I cancel every stronghold in his life, and I cancel every assignment of the enemy, where the enemy has been fighting him, and nobody knows but him, and nobody knows but his wife, because she is standing in the gap, covering him, praying for him, pushing so that he can deliver these babies, God. It's not one. It's multiple births. This is not even about the conference. It's about what you are catapulting him to in this next level of success. In you, God. Not in ministry, but in you. He said that the people are going to have a Jesus encounter. So, Father, he's not trying to steal your glory.
Come on,
he's not trying to bring attention to himself. He has spoken the things that are on your heart. He has spoken the things that are on your mind. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will preserve him, oh God. And that you will perfect everything concerning him. But, Father, I pray for a spirit of completion. I thank you for everything that he has endured this year, 2019. And I thank you that greatness is coming from his humble beginnings in his mother's womb, clear up to today. I decree that you are going to use him for your glory. And I thank you for releasing him to the nations, God. And I thank you for the pastors and the spiritual leaders that you are going to send him to for empowerment, for edification. So we pray right now in the name of Jesus as we decree Isaiah 54, enlarge his territory, God. We take the curtain, the bottom of that curtain with him, and how far he walks, we're going to walk with him because we're going to undergird him, God. So as you enlarge his teaching and his training ministry, we thank you for sending ready, willing, and able workers.
Amen.
And we thank you for a spirit of humility. And Father, more than anything, the unity, the love, the compassion that is on this line right now.
Let it
be contagious. Let it flow. Let it fall upon the hearts and minds of your people. And let them see that we can operate together in unity and in love. Father, I seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. And we release the power of the blood of Jesus to go before us even now and touch the hearts and minds of those that are going to attend this conference. Break up the fallow ground, God. Help them to start their process before they arrive in Wilmington on Saturday. And Father, I'm sending giant war angels even now to go to Wilmington, oh God, and to clear the airways. Father, I thank you for clearing the airways around Wilma May right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I lift her up to you, and I thank you for being glorified in her life. Everything that she stands in need of, everything that she's been waiting for, we pull it down by prayer, oh God. As we praise you in this prayer, oh God, you said when we praise you that you are sending bushments against the enemy. And I decree a word over her life, God. The enemy will not be able to perform their mischievous devices against her life.
So
I thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
For having your way. And we thank you for the broadcast. Thank you.
Yes, we do.
Apostle didn't even know the significance of the woman at the well. But God, that was me. And you gave me a job. And this job is this radio network to share your gospel with your people in a unique and dynamic way that will cause them to have a Jesus encounter. So we thank you for confirming your will, God. This is not about me. It's not about Apostle, oh God. It's all about you. So take us. Take us right now, God. Mold us. Knit us together. What is your will? Why did you allow us to contact each other on this day? Because this is just the beginning. So we say thank you.
Amen.
And we praise you for what you have already done and what you are about to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Can we praise him for a moment? Can we praise him? Hallelujah, God. I praise you, God. You are worthy to be praised. For the rising of the sun, to the setting of the day, God. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my soul says
yes. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
So I'm going to let you close out. We have the final words, and then we're going to go. I have to go to work. And let me tell you something. I'm going to be praising God all the way to work. My soul.
Me too.
Woo,
me
God.
Too. Yes.
Wow. Wow. Well, listen, you have done it. You have said it. Everything that needs to be said in the closing, you have sealed it and closed it. And listen, we are just honored. And I know that this is not an accident that we are connected. We need to stay connected because I believe that God has got great work for us to do. So we're with you. You know, as you have been with us, and we appreciate you being such a support for us in this conference. Want you to know we're also with you. So whatever you've got going, whatever things you've got going, we want to be a part of that. And and we are expecting that God's going to continue to move us together in the future.
Amen.
God bless you,
Amen.
Honor God. Thank you so
that
much.
As well. God bless everyone, and you have a wonderful day. God bless.
You
God, bless
God bless
you.
Now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.